It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We meet a Ukrainian documentary photographer whose first solo exhibit captures the atrocities of war and the remarkable resilience of her fellow Ukrainians. It opens tomorrow, UW-Whitewater, with a local connection we'll learn about. As we discuss photography, call in with the question, share comments, 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Eva Cedash's exhibit is titled The Wall, Witness to the War in Ukraine. Eva, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hello, thank you so much for your invitation. I'm happy to be here with you today.
Yes, you have family and friends in Ukraine who you hold dear, but you're in Wisconsin now. How are you doing more than 18 months since the war started?
That's a hard period, I would say, because I'm always worried much about my close ones who are staying now in Ukraine and have been staying in Ukraine all this time. Of course, I'm following all the news and I'm thinking about them, and I do hope that everything will be fine.
Can you tell us about your Wisconsin connection to this exhibit and a photographer you befriended that brings you here?
Sure. That is my wonderful friend now, Craig Schreiner. He found me on Facebook. He was following my news. I was publishing a lot of pictures on social media and on my website about the full-scale war. When it started, I chose to document the war in my country. I was traveling across Ukraine, publishing the new pictures from that, and that's how he found me. Now we are great friends, and I'm so happy to be here. That's my very first time I'm in Wisconsin, and this is my first solo exhibition. I just wanted to say the opening is today at 6 p.m.
Oh, today, yes, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm really happy to be here, and I appreciate Craig's huge support to Ukraine and to everything what is happening now in my country.
Craig Schreiner was drawn to your photos of empty and destroyed buildings in Ukrainian villages. Can you tell us about what you focused on through your lens?
Sure. Mostly I'm focusing on civilians, on locals who have stayed in their villages, who have survived Russian occupation. For me, this was very important to understand why they have stayed, how they managed to survive. Because for me, this war, which is still happening in Ukraine, is like about everything. It's about not only death, it's also about life. It's about how people survive this difficult period, how they protect each other. So I wanted to focus on humans who are having like tough time, and how they manage to still do whatever they are doing to help each other, to show the kindness of people that they produce every day in spite of all horrible events that are going on.
I imagine it was difficult for you to sift through all the photos you have taken of the war and to figure out what to put through in this exhibit. Is there a photo from the exhibit you'd like to describe?
Thank you for this question. Actually, the exhibition and pictures on the exhibition, it is called The Wall. And this is the project which I did mostly like in artistic approach. That's the walls of residential buildings burned by Russian shellings across Ukraine. And most of my work is done in like more documentary style and way. But I also wanted to express what I feel inside. I wanted to tell the story about war, like with another approach. And this is kind of like artistic way, and the way I feel and the way I see what I'm witnessing in my country. So this is more like artistic pictures, which also document what have happened in Ukraine, but a little bit in another way.
We're talking with Ukrainian photographer Iva Sidash, who has been covering Russia's invasion of Ukraine and has her first solo exhibit opening today at UW-Whitewater's Art Gallery. You can join in the conversation about war photography. Call in with the question, your comments, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Iva, you document the lives of people who stayed and have survived the occupation in Ukraine. What do you learn from the people you meet and photograph?
I would say that I learned that people with this war have showed like their inside, their inner world. They showed how strong they can be in spite of everything, and that they can overcome everything. Because living next to the front lines, living in occupied villages, that's some experience most people have never experienced, yes. But they have this, they want to talk, and they want to the world know the truth and what is going on. That's why I chose this subject. I chose to talk to people, to photograph them, because they want to be heard. They have so much to tell. That's just what I need to do, just to listen to them and to tell the stories further.
How do you know when it is the right moment to take a photo of a person who is in a very traumatic situation? How do you establish a bond and then know when it's okay to photograph?
I'm trying to be very careful with people I'm photographing, especially in war time, because they are indeed very vulnerable. They are very emotional, and I don't want to hurt them. I want to help them. And in order to feel I'm doing the right thing, for me, it's very important to establish the contact with them, to get their trust so that they understand my intentions. After that, they started to be much more open to me and to the camera. So the pictures become also more open and more honest. And for me, that's very important to have this connection in order to realize that I'm doing something to help them. And I think they feel this, and that helps to make the real story how it is.
In some ways, they'll never be a stranger to you again because you have those images and you have those stories when you met them.
Definitely, definitely. I would say this is what distinguishes Ukrainian photojournalists and foreign photojournalists. We are living their life. We understand what they have gone through, and we are like staying there, and we are in the same situation. And that's, I think, also people understand, and they trust us to tell their stories because they know we feel the same way.
You've experienced rocket attacks while documenting the war. How do you try to stay safe?
When you are documenting war and when you're going next to the front lines, of course, it's very important to I would say to be responsible where you are, what you're doing. Usually you have a team, yes, so you're responsible for each other and for yourself. Of course, it's important to know the basic stuff, how to help people in different situations. So we had a lot of trainings before. We have all the equipment needed. I think it's very important to feel the responsibility and to do whatever you want to whatever you can to stay safe in spite of all this rocket attacks, all this shellings. So of course it's important to be aware of the risk you are taking and to understand how you can avoid some of the situations and what you can do to help others in case of anything.
Iva, we heard from Jack in Madison, who called in and wonders, what can we learn from Ukrainians? What would you tell Jack?
I would say that Ukrainians became very united, and they became very supportive to each other. All this kindness that they were showing from the very first days of full-scale war until today show that whatever is happening in the life, you still can choose the way to be human and to do something to help the others. And I think this feeling of community, which we have a really strong one now, is very powerful. And that's what helps to overcome and to stay strong in spite of all the situations which are happening.
So seeing the humanity in people, seeing, finding community and helping others are big takeaways for you.
Exactly. Yes, I appreciate how people do this, and that's what I also want to do. And I also have learned a lot of those people who were in great need and in great danger, but still they decided to stay humans and to do something important.
Eva, thank you for joining us and sharing your work.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
Eva Sidash is a Ukrainian documentary photographer covering the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine, and her exhibit called The Wall will be on display at Roberta's Art Gallery at UW-Whitewater until October 20th. And you can view Eva Sidash's work on her website. We have a link at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.